if I told you that I advocate for the chemical castration, sterilization, and physical mutilation of children and young adults, anyone under the legal age of consent, my guess is that you would consider me a crazy person, a monster, or worse. But that's exactly what activists, medical professionals, and progressives who promote and defend gender-affirming care do advocate. The problem for these gender ideologues, of course, is while it is possible to identify as anything, it is not possible for a man to be a woman or a woman to be a man. To obscure this fact, activists have manufactured a small dictionary of sweet-sounding terms like transgender, gender fluidity, and non-binary. Gender-affirming care is the phrase activists have coined to describe sex change treatments such as puberty blockers, hormonal injections, and double mastectomies. Shockingly, children's hospitals are big players in this game. The Boston Children's Hospital's website has posted videos in which its doctors describe a full menu of medical treatments, including hysterectomies for gender-confused teens. The gender clinic at the Barbara Bush Children's Hospital in Maine offers instructions to boys on how to tuck their boy parts to make them look more like girl parts. Yale University's pediatric gender program director has said she's medically assisted children as young as 3 years old on their gender journey. Vanderbilt University Medical Center has assessed gender care to be a new profit center. One of its doctors explained why. Attempting to change someone's sex creates a permanent patient. Knowing patients will have to return for repeated treatments is a guaranteed moneymaker. Even the American Academy of Pediatrics has endorsed the medical and chemical treatment of gender-confused children. When some members asked for a more critical look at affirmative care, they were immediately shut down, accused of being transphobic. The Pediatrics Academy did not stop there. It teamed up with the American Medical Association and the Children's Hospital Association to petition the Justice Department to suppress anyone on social media who opposes their pro-gender treatment position. While the American medical establishment speeds toward the affirmative care cliff, other countries are hitting the brakes. The United Kingdom has shuttered its state-run Tavistock Gender Identity Clinic, which was the largest pediatric gender clinic in the world, after a report found that its patients were at considerable risk due to its unquestioning affirmative approach. A more accurate description for this approach would be medical malpractice. In no other part of the medical world is it considered acceptable or even legal to damage the body of a healthy person irreversibly. If a mentally ill man who identifies as an amputee asks a doctor to amputate his perfectly functioning arm to match his identity, every self-respecting surgeon will send him away. If a young girl suffering from anorexia walks into a hospital and asks for liposuction, no one in their right mind would grant her request. And that's because physicians swear an oath to do no harm, to preserve and protect and heal a person's body as best as they can, in spite of any delusions the person may be experiencing. And yet doctors violate that oath every time they promote gender-affirming care. Their motives, no matter how compassionate they might sound, are not relevant. The idea that teenagers, let alone small children, are capable of making such life-altering decisions is not only brand new, it's absurd. A society that allows them to do so is deeply broken. So, how do we put an end to this horror? First, we need to stop going along with the language games gender ideologues want us to play. There are men and women and boys and girls. And there are men and women and boys and girls who are confused or deluded about which one they are. There is no such thing as having a place on a gender spectrum. With the rarest exceptions, we are born one of two sexes, male or female. Sex is not assigned. It is an integral part of who we are, right from the moment of conception. This is true for horses, dolphins, and every other species in the animal kingdom. It is also true for human beings. There is no such thing as gender-affirming care. You cannot affirm something that does not exist. What does exist is chemical castration, sterilization, and surgical mutilation. Second, we need legal accountability. patients who have undergone physical and medical gender treatments as minors should be able to sue the doctors and hospitals who performed the treatments. The risk of serious financial liability will bring this barbarism to an end faster than 100 protests. This is a battle that we must win, not least because there is an entire generation of boys and girls being made to believe that irreversibly changing their bodies will fix the social and emotional anxieties they experience. We must act now. Our children are counting on us, even if they don't know it. They are, after all, just children. I'm Kaylee McGee White of the Washington Examiner and Independent Women's Forum for Prager University.